One of the most famous and controversial cases of demonic possession would have to be that of Annalisa Michel. One of those stories that has a disappointing outcome for the family of the victim and the priests involved in the exorcism. It was in 2005 that a film based on the true story of Annalisa was released. But one thing that Hollywood and the media never share is the deeper meaning behind this case of demonic possession. For many, they view the case as being a good horror story for the screens, while others see it as a controversy between religion and science. But the story touches more deeply on the Catholic faith, the church today, and the importance of suffering and sacrifice, sharing a close connection with the Fatima message. Annalisa Michel was born on the 21st of September 1952 in Bavaria, West Germany, to a devout and strict Roman Catholic family. She was brought up along with three sisters by her parents Joseph and Anna. 4 years before Annalisa was born, her mother gave birth to an illegitimate daughter named Martha. As a result, her mother suffered great shame and was forced to wear a black veil on her wedding day. When Annalisa was a child, her mother encouraged her to atone for the sins of illegitimacy through fervent devotion. When Annalisa's sister, Martha, died at the age of 8, during an operation to remove a tumor, this likely only increased Annalisa's desire to do penance for her mother. As she grew older, Annalisa continued to suffer for the sins of others. When she was a teenager, she slept on the bare stone floor to atone for the sins of wayward priests and drug addicts who could be observed sleeping on the hard ground at the local train station. In college at West Germany's University of Würzburg, which she attended to study to become a religious teacher, she hung pictures of saints on her dorm room walls, kept a holy water font near the door, attended mass twice a week, and regularly prayed the rosary. Once, she even told her mother, "God will always come first in my life." Annalisa enjoyed school and was described as happy and well-liked by teachers and excelled at languages. Once, in her 20s, Annalisa Michel had a vision of Our Lady, who asked her if she was prepared to suffer much for German youths and priests, to which she agreed. This suffering was to be in a form of a demonic possession. She was to become a victim soul. Annalisa Michel was to show Germany and the world that the devil really did exist. And so it began. Slowly by slowly, the noises in her head became a constant thing. Her hallucinations grew increasingly intense, especially at moments of prayer, as the devil slowly began his assaults on the young woman, threatening her with the thought of rotting in hell. This condition plunged Annalisa into depression and caused self-destructive behavior. The first person to suggest that Annalisa was in demonic possession was an elderly family friend who accompanied her on a pilgrimage to Italy. It was in 1975 that Annalisa was urged by her father to participate on a pilgrimage to San Damiano in hopes of curing her struggles. And it was in this Marian apparition site that it became clear that Annalisa was indeed possessed by the devil, as she had spat out holy water. Rumors of her behavior began to ripple through the community. A traditional priest named Father Ernst Alt collapsed while praying for Annalisa. His collapse confirmed that evil was loose among his flock. Father Alt was convinced that an exorcism was the right call, but he needed help with the ritual. He then turned to Father Adolf Renz, a Jesuit priest who had performed many hundreds of exorcisms. They arrived at the Michel's residence, and upon entering Annalisa's room, she leaped and slapped one of the priests in the face. Annalisa endured 67 rites of exorcism over a period of 10 months. The ligaments in her knees ruptured due to the 600 genuflections that she performed obsessively during each exorcism session. Father Adolf Renz and Father Ernst Alt recorded the sessions on 43 tape cassettes. Throughout these sessions, Annalisa would frequently talk about dying to atone for the wayward youth of the day and the apostate priests of the modern church. These tapes were even played during a TV interview. There are hours of recordings, but the majority of what the devil revealed through Annalisa concerns the faithful and the church today. The majority of these recordings can be linked towards the Fatima message, such as the importance of praying the rosary, the reality of hell, and the importance of visiting the Blessed Sacrament often. Other messages include the importance of the Divine Mercy image and the Holy Face image, devotion to Saint Joseph and your guardian angels. Sometime during her demonic possessions, the Blessed Mother appeared in the middle of the fields to Annalisa. The Blessed Mother smiled affectionately at her and told her, "Annalisa, heaven is not blind to your pain." Annalisa then asks the Blessed Mother why did she have to suffer that way, to which the Blessed Mother replied, "I am sorry, Annalisa. The demons are going to stay where they are, but you can come with me in peace, freed of your bodily form, or you can choose to continue like this. You will suffer greatly, but through you, many will come to know that the realm of the spirit is real. The choice is yours." This is where Annalisa chose to stay and suffer more, remembering the promise of having offered herself as a victim soul. When she died in 1976, her autopsy revealed that she had fractured teeth, bruised limbs, and black eyes. But before she died, the priests claimed to have seen stigmata on her hands and feet. Even her mother also claimed to have seen the wounds. They took these marks as a symbol that her soul had been freed. Annalisa's parents built a shrine to their daughter in Klingenberg, the town where she lived a short life. We can say she did achieve a sacrifice for other people. It was even reported that once, throughout her demonic possessions, our Lord also revealed to her that one day she will be raised to the altars, meaning that she will become a saint. Annalisa Michael, pray for us.